All right, well, Daniel, should we consider starting the episode at some point?
Yeah, let's consider it for a bit longer.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me just get a book while we consider it.
That's perfect.
Ah, The Witchfires of Leith by Dan Kreenberg in the world of C.J. Cherry's Morgaine.
Aha.
Yeah. Enter the adventurer. We're on a quest to comprehensively review all the different flavors of milk. I mean, enter the cow. Wow, that was a really good one, Brian. I mean, you're getting really good. You don't even need to find that lost cow of yours. You can just do cow voice.
Can just do cow voice.
Yeah, you've gotten really good at cow voice.
Thanks, Daniel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's me, Daniel Cow.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's me, Brian Cow.
Welcome to the show in which me and Brian have both listened to Salute Me or Shoot Me, Waka Flocka Flame's 2009 debut mixtape, and we've handpicked a selection of tracks that we consider hidden gems. So, Brian, why don't you start? What of these tracks would you say is your favorite?
Daniel, you can't surprise me with a new podcast.
Right now. Of course.
I haven't listened yet.
No, I haven't done it either. I actually haven't found anywhere to download Salute Me or Shoot Me from 2009 by Waka Flocka Flame.
Is it on Spotify?
So instead, no. I don't believe so. Maybe as an unofficial playlist someone's published, but I never trust them.
Yeah, me neither.
Same with The Caretaker. Ambient artist The Caretaker. It's just like the public has uploaded their music on their behalf. Oh, I'm trying to listen to my ambient album which simulates the feeling of dementia.
I hear Salute Me or Shoot Me 1.
Oh, great.
On Spotify.
Oh, there you go.
So we'll do that when we start a new podcast. Let's talk a lot of Waka Flocka.
Or a new segment on this podcast, which is My Vote, but we'll see.
Daniel, this podcast is already so long.
Yeah, we're fixing that, aren't we? We don't do every single number anymore. We just say all the numbers. Last week's was the quickest ever, right? We're getting so close to the 20-minute mark.
I think it still ended up being like an hour and a half.
Well, that doesn't add up.
I don't know. I think it's the miscellaneous chat that keeps happening outside.
But we've got the chat
segment.
Timer. It doesn't make sense. Logically, this should be the snappiest podcast in the world. We have the chat timer.
It should
we've
be, but it's
streamlined
not.
The scores.
All right, Daniel, well, why don't we talk about...
The milkiest podcast in the world. Something. Milk in it. Welcome to... Oh, no, the milk question.
The milk question.
Welcome to the milk question, everyone.
This is the show where we answer the age-old milk question. Which flavored milk is the world's best?
No, just which?
Which?
We answer the age-old milk question. Which?
And, previously... We have drank a whole bunch of milks. Recently, we had a... Last week, I had a royal milk tea in a can. That was super good. You had a oak pineapples.
Oh, yeah.
Candy-inspired milk.
I completely forgot.
That was surprisingly good, I think.
It's a hidden gem.
A hidden gem. And yeah, and the Royal Milk Tea made its way to the second highest score of all time. So that landed in the top five milks of the pod, which was
not so hidden, that gem.
Yeah, not so hidden. And the oak pineapples, Daniel gave it some sort of a score. Oh, it's in
That's
the top
true. That's
15.
What happened.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. That must be like the top three for me.
It is your, it is your number three. Daniel.
There's so much shit, Brian.
Yeah, it's true. All right, well.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. So, yeah, hopefully today you will. You'll drink another top 15 contender. We can only hope.
Totally.
Right?
We can only hope. Brian, I've got a question, a milk-related question.
Yeah, hit me.
So you had any great changes in your milk consumption recently? Any evolutions in your milk practice? Milk drinking practice?
Not really.
No, stagnating over there.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Oh.
Nothing new.
Buddy, I've got a new addiction.
You've got a new addiction? Milk addiction?
I do. A new milk addiction. Milk? Hey, why don't you go milk addiction? My wife bought me some cashew milk because it was on sale.
Uh-huh.
She was like,
yeah?
I don't know if she was thinking like, hey, you do a milk podcast, or if she was just like, hey, maybe Dan would like this. But, you know, I make a great big batch of coffee every morning, and then the remaining coffee I put in the fridge.
You've told us
and
about
have it
this
as
before.
Cold coffee. Yeah. But I started drinking my cold coffees with cashew milk. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, wow. What an interesting, exotic novelty that I'm enjoying. And now I try and go back to cow's milk, and I'm like, oh, fuck this shit off. Get this out of the fridge. Oh, yuck. I've acclimatized to cashew milk in my coffees now. Even my hot coffees, Brian. I've evolved away from the cow branch of the milk family tree.
You're a cashew milk man now, Daniel.
I'm a cashew milk man. Cashew milk man. Good to see ya. Cashew milk man.
That's cool, Daniel. That's fun.
It was fun.
I haven't really diverged from almond milk in many years, so...
Many years.
When I do drink milk, that is what I would drink. However, Daniel, I am going to buy some actual milk because I do have some things that are powders that you mix with milk that I would like to drink for the podcast.
Brian,
like
I
Milo.
Had a memory.
Like Milo.
Yeah, like Milo.
Hit me with a memory, Daniel.
I think in my childhood, I experienced a thing a long time ago. Yeah.
I bet, Daniel, I think in my childhood, I experienced a thing as well.
But less relevant to the podcast. I don't know. If this happened and we can find one of these, I think when I was younger... You used to be able to buy Nesquik branded drinking straws, which came preloaded with Nesquik powder inside the straw that you drink milk through.
I think I've heard of this. I don't know if I've ever had it.
I reckon I had a Nesquik branded drinking straw packed with Nesquik powder inside it, which you would drink milk through, and it would be banana flavored, and it was extra thick, and I think it wasn't a powder, it was like beads, almost like certain brands of chlorine will come in these like hard little beads for sanitizing water where you want it to last in the water for a long time. Just like chlorine, this Nesquik is these hard little beads which live inside a thicker than average straw.
Aha. Uh-huh. I see some here called Milk Magic.
Milk
flavoring
magic.
Straws. They've got strawberry, chocolate, cookies and cream, and cotton candy.
Cotton candy, Brian!
And
cookies
does,
and cream, Brian!
It does look like the straw is full of little beads.
Yeah! The memory is real! It wasn't a dream!
So, I mean, maybe not the same brand, but yeah, this stuff is out here. I guess one of us is going to have to buy it at some point.
Yeah, well, which country does it ship from?
Well,
does
this
it
one
ship
is
from Southeast Asia, in which case I should get it.
This one is America. Or oh. ships to America, I guess. I don't know where it ships from. It doesn't tell me where it ships from, Daniel.
Fair enough. This website's secrets.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy your Chechnyan milk straws, Brian.
They say milk magic is the healthiest way to get kids to drink their milk.
No, it's not. What an idiot. No, it's not.
What? Oh, what about these, though? You know those, they're like, what are they called? They're like the little flute can, like, it's like a biscuit tube thing.
Ah, Corinthian.
It's not meant to be a straw, but you can use it as a straw.
Yeah, things that are not meant to be straws, but that you use as a straw is basically like a good third of Australian culture.
Yeah?
That's what we do best.
Do you do it with,
Corinthian, of course. A Tim Tam? Yeah, you make that motherfucker a straw by biting the corners off. A what?
You can do it with a Tim Tam?
Yeah, yes. It's the best.
That's incredible. Okay,
so I'm letting my country down if I don't immediately go off on one right now about the Tim Tam Slammer, which is where you bite off about a centimeter of a corner from two opposing ends of a Tim Tam, which, listeners, is an Australian chocolate cookie, double-layered chocolate cookie biscuit encased in relatively thick chocolate. What that means is if you bite holes on either side, say by biting off the corners, you can suck liquid through it. And now you get two options. You can suck milk through it, which is my preferred option. And then, so you drink the milk through the Tim Tam. It's quite satisfying. You have to suck really hard. As a culture, we love to suck really hard through things, and this really is an outlet for that. It's a good satisfying suck. It's like hard work sucking it up. And then when you're done, the milk has permeated the biscuit inside the Tim Tam, but left the chocolate crunchy. So you get a crunch and then a squelch, a pleasing squelch with milk. Now, Brian, you can also do it with tea, coffee, or hot chocolate. And this is the official Tim Tam Slammer, is with a hot milk beverage. But my friend, no siree, this is not Daniel's preferred method, because the squelch that you get from a hot milk beverage inseminating a Tim Tam is too squelchy. It disintegrates the biscuit like alien blood through the hull of the Nostromo. It just turns into nothing. Ridley Scott's prop styrofoam that he spilled acetone on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just, it's gone inside. It's a skeleton Tim Tam with all this like sludge. Like, what are you, a spider? What, have you liquefied your food? You're sucking it through your proboscis, or however a spider eats the liquefied insides of its insect prey? Well, that's what you're doing, Australia. Not me, not Daniel, drinking milk. Cold milk through his Tim Tams.
Cold milk. Well, that sounds good, Daniel.
Fresh from a refrigerated cow.
You're going to have to do that on the podcast, then.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guess so?
I guess so.
I'm looking at Tim Tams on Amazon, and it says, frequently bought together with Vegemite and Anzac biscuits.
Sure. Who would buy Anzac biscuits?
Buffet.
Anzac biscuits are just biscuits you make with oats. You can get oats in America, Brian.
It says it's an Australian icon.
I mean, yeah, it's because we named it after a bunch of soldiers who were killed.
Well.
Lest we forget, chomp, 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 chomp. They're very tasty. I like Anzac biscuits.
Should I buy a Vegemite?
No.
Okay. I won't. Perfect. All right, Daniel, moving on. It's time to spin the roto. It's time for us to spin the rotolactor and find out which milks we're going to drink.
This is exciting. All right, I'm going to spin the rotolactor right now. Ha! You like how I greased it?
It sounds so greasy.
you down. Not like last week. There it comes. It's stopped.
All right, it's stopped. Great.
It's stopped. Oh, Brian, quickly, do we want to add cashew milk? I've never drunk it unmixed. Do we want to quickly post that up on the Rotolector? Maybe for it would have to be for next week, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, let's put the cashew milk on for next time, Daniel. Since we've already spun it, we don't want to spin it again.
Yeah. I was going to bring it up earlier, but I forgot.
Well, Daniel, to my utter disappointment, I have not rolled a strawberry milk.
Bugger.
I know.
What did you roll?
I rolled an Alpenrose chocolate milk.
An Alpine Rose chocolate milk.
Alpenrose.
Alpine Rose.
Alpenrose.
Edelweiss. Edelweiss.
Yeah, exactly. And this is Swiss style vitamin A and D chocolate milk.
Ooh.
Is the full name.
Vitamin A and D.
The ingredients are milk, sugar, corn sugar, cocoa, salt, carrageenan, vanillin, vitamin A palmitate, vitamin D3.
Okay.
And this is
so
a
So is it promoting itself as pint. A like a it's added vitamins for you?
Maybe. Or maybe they're just pointing out like, hey, it's got well, I guess, you know, vitamin D milk is a way of saying whole milk, I've noticed. Because I think maybe people are put off by whole milk, but they love the idea of vitamin D milk.
Sure. Yeah, I hope it is going, just pointing, these are the vitamins which happen to be in this cool milk product that we make. And it's not going, hey, we've made a Swiss chocolate milk. We've stuck a powder of vitamin A in it for you, so you can have it as a supplement. Vitamin milk.
Daniel, I'm very excited about this milk, actually. It's, yeah, it's got a very, like, throwback vintage vibe to it.
Sure.
And, yeah, it looks like it could be really good.
Yeah, Alpenrose sounds like a...
On the other hand, Daniel...
Sounds like it's going for an older feeling. Yes, Brian.
You.
Me.
You are returning to your favorite company.
No, not Oak.
Oak. And you're drinking gold.
Oak gold.
Oak gold. I don't know what that
oak
means.
Oak gold. So this is one of the ones where I talked about the phalanxes of oak in my local IGA yesterweek. How there's like the new candy flavor oak, which is off in one section. There's the standard cartons of oak, which are off in a separate section to the candy flavored ones. And then there's a third oak section in the shelf, and it has these plastic bottles of oak. And it's mostly oak extra thick chocolate, extra thick whatever, malted vanilla. And this was one which I had always just my eyes glance over it. I'm like, oh, it's one of those extra thick oaks. I'm not going to deign it with any attention. Until I finally, like, just sort of looked through the selection in that section of the shelf. And it's oak gold. It's not like it's extra thick or anything. It's full flavor, full strength, full on is the tagline up the top.
Okay.
It still has the Hungry Thirsty blurb on the back, which I'll read in the Zeitgeist segment, but Oak Gold is caramel and white chocolate flavor.
That's a very interesting flavor.
So it's put itself in a separate section of the shelf, away from not only the standard flavors of oak, but the special flavors of oak as well, and it's like an extra flavorful drink, apparently.
This one should be pretty creative, I think.
It's doing something.
It's one of the most creative flavors I've heard of so far on the show, I think.
And I think it's doing a little bit of branding. It's Oak Gold. It's not oak caramel white chocolate. It's oak gold.
Yeah.
And then you're, what the hell is gold flavor? Oh, gold flavor is caramel and white chocolate. So,
oak gold.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they're trying to make gold a thing.
Cool.
Okay, Daniel. Well, with that, it's time for you to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for me to tell you a little story. I've got two here. These aren't really connected, but I'm going to do them both. So, yeah. First one, Daniel. Here we go. Oh my god. You're making such loud noises.
Sorry, I'm trying to spit a pen lid onto the blue snowball while you talk.
Condensing milk was a way of preserving it, which was a welcome idea in places such as Wisconsin and Switzerland.
Sweetened condensed milk.
Where milk was being produced faster than it could be sold. Condensed milk also offered a solution for Australia, which depended on long-distance export markets. Tugulua, a small town in South Queensland. Mm-hmm. Maybe Tugulawa, I'm not sure. Got its first...
I'm not too sure either.
Got its first condensed milk producer in the first decade of the 20th century. In 1929, Nestle merged with Anglo-Swiss, bought the plant, and moved it to Victoria as part of a plan to set up condensed milk plants throughout Asia. That's it.
Cool.
That's the whole thing.
I kind of forgot that condensed milk was a thing. When I was a kid, it was like... Oh, sweetened condensed milk. Just let me suck it out of the tube. Oh,
yeah.
And you get it in tins? Oh my gosh.
On the other hand, Daniel, there's homogenized mm-hmm. milk. You got condensed milk, you got homogenized milk.
Mm-hmm.
So skip forward a page or two, and you would read... But while the milk industry embraced homogenized milk, the general public did not like their fresh milk homogenized. They missed the cream line, the place where the cream met the milk in the bottle. And so the milk industry came up with a number of strange and unappetizing demonstrations to convince the public of the value of homogenization. One demonstration was conducted by the McDonald Dairy in Flint, Michigan, soon after they started selling homogenized milk in 1932. In an extraordinary statement, they informed the public that they had hired professionals to drink both regular and homogenized milk, quote, under controlled laboratory conditions, and then to regurgitate the milks. This clearly showed that the curds from the homogenized group had been better digested. The vomited curds were then placed in jars in formaldehyde and given to milkmen to show customers along their routes.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's that completely you, insane. Daniel? Yeah, imagine that.
If you're
being shown a jar of vomit in formaldehyde
if you're a fresh
by your milkman in the morning.
And your milkman came to the door and he said, look, take the homogenized milk. Look at this vomit. Doesn't this make
good morning,
you want the
homogenized milk?
Good morning,
I have a jar of vomit that I need you to look at.
Just have a glance at this jar of vomit and then make a decision about what you want for breakfast.
Clearly what I will be giving you. The Vomit Man. Knock, knock, it's the Vomit Man. Would you like some milk from me, the Vomit Man? We paid men to drink milk and then vomit it up, and now I'm showing it to you. Welcome to Michigan.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
That's outstanding. Outstanding work.
What's amazing is, it probably did work on, one person at least. You know, someone was probably convinced by that.
I like to think that some people will never come back to my house again. I'll be drinking literally anything except milk from now on.
That might have happened too. All right. Well, Daniel, are you ready for your first sip?
Oh. Sorry, Brian. What? I was just busy having a big sip of Oak Gold.
That's perfect.
Oh, holy fuck.
Okay, well, let's fire up the chat timer, Daniel.
Mm. Okay, sure. Wow. Wow. You ever heard an opinion be formed, Brian? Wow.
Wow. I'm here.
What do you got? It's your turn.
It's my turn?
Yeah, I remember I played Fallout 2. It was fantastic last week. Everyone loved it.
Borderlands 2?
Whatever.
Oh, Daniel.
Yes, Brian.
Should I play a game this week?
No, that's my thing.
Oh.
How are you on Godzilla movies? Have you ever watched Shin Godzilla? I just heard that it's actually on archive.org for free.
I've watched Shin Godzilla a few times. I love it.
Ah, I'm thinking of watching it with my wife.
How are you on Godzilla movies generally?
I like them, but I have never watched one.
Really?
As for context, I can't sleep, Brian, without a podcast playing.
Yeah.
And the podcast that puts me to sleep better than anything else is a Godzilla a movie recap podcast. I love going to sleep, listening to these quite sandy-voiced, sort of North American men talking about Ghidorah and Baragon and you know,
yeah,
all these other thingos, Biollante, etc.
Yeah, I haven't watched a ton of the Godzilla movies. I've seen the OG Godzilla.
Yeah, me too. My dad showed it to me when I was a little kid. He's like, check this out. You got to absorb cultural relevant things like Godzilla or like American Werewolf in Paris.
Yeah.
10-year-old Dan.
The original Godzilla is really
London.
Good.
Hmm.
You should watch it again. And I would definitely recommend watching it near, maybe before when you watch Shin Godzilla.
Sure.
I think that having seen the original, like a clearer recollection of the original will help you understand Shin Godzilla.
Yeah. It's going to be a harder sell to convince my wife to watch the original 1950 whatever Godzilla. 54,
yeah.
55,
it's really good,
53?
Though. Because like Shin Godzilla got sort of like mixed reviews from American people, but it won Best Picture in Japan.
Mm.
So yeah, and it helps, I think, to understand the origins, the true meaning behind Godzilla, because like Godzilla did sort of devolve at a certain point into just like
big
these
boxing hero who saves Japan.
Yeah, and these just like monster fights and ridiculous monsters and all that stuff, and there's different phases that Godzilla went through.
Yeah.
But yeah, I highly recommend the original. Shin Godzilla is great. I enjoyed Godzilla from 2009 or whatever with Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, the Josh Trank one or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't, I don't know, in some ways it's a Godzilla movie, in other ways it's just sort of like a generic monster movie, but it has some great Godzilla moments.
Mm.
And then the King of the Monsters was okay.
You don't even need to ask me if I've seen any of these films.
Yeah, you have.
Because I have not seen any of them, no.
It had Mothra in it, which is great. I really like the Mothra movies. I mean, that's the those are the only other Godzilla movies that I've really seen, is the three Mothra ones.
Yeah,
Mothra,
I like the idea of
Rebirth
Mothra.
Rebirth of Mothra and Rebirth of Mothra 2 or whatever. Mothra's great, and the little twins who sing the song, and they, Masura.
I like the idea of Mothra, but every time I see Mothra, I'm like, oh, what a stupid head and face that thing's got.
I know, it's so stupid, it's great.
But Mothra in, like, art, people who love kaiju films and do, like, amazing art of Mothra as, like, some kind of, like, psychedelic threat over a city. Like, oh my god. And the scales of her wings or his wings come off and they're, like, deadly poison. It's, like, almost like a nuclear threat. Mothra! And it comes on the breeze and kills everybody. You're like, wow, what an intensely scary thought, this giant moth. And there's just, like, its very existence is poison to humanity. And then, oh, look at those big blue eyes. What a goofball. What a big flying kid's toy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hilarious. But
I'm hoping my wife will sit down with me and watch Shin Godzilla because I never watch any movies. So I think if I go, oh, let's watch a movie, she'll go, oh, my God, yeah, let's do it. Because she loves movies. And I can't stand movies, Brian.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I really like Shin Godzilla. I think it's great. It has a really good, just, like, great editing and pacing and, like, sense of timing and sort of the sense of humor.
Oh.
It, yeah, it's good. The worst part is the people who are, speaking in English, and the writing in English isn't quite as good as
that's fine
you would expect from an American.
I think we deserve it.
Who was just talking, you know? Yeah, but yeah, that's fair. Fair enough. And it's quite a good movie. It's real fun.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. I'll give it a go. I'll head on over to archive.org and download Shin Godzilla legally. Yeah. I say that unironically. It's actually the truth. Oh, well, according to the podcast I listened to last night.
Let's see. Yeah, so... Oh, no. Yep, okay. All done.
Brian, the chat time has gone off.
I heard it, Daniel. I heard it.
Good.
Oh.
It has to tick a little bit still.
All right,
it's
Daniel.
Just
got to
slowly slow down.
Is it time to write down our scores?
Yeah, I guess. Do you want to... Should we... Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. Do you feel like editing, or should we just have writing noises, like old times?
No, let's just do it. Let's do a musical interlude.
Oh, fair enough. All right.
We'll be back in a minute, listeners.
Back in a minute, listeners.
See you soon.
Don't go anywhere. Bye.
Do you have your numbers now, Daniel?
Yeah, I got all my numbers. Thank you.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, good.
This milk has given me a runny nose.
Interesting.
I'm blaming this milk for excess mucus production here.
Yeah, it must be all the vitamin A or something.
Yeah, or D. Who knows?
Who knows? Not me.
All right, Daniel.
Oh, no, doctor.
Who wants to go first?
Doug's Special Mission.
Is that a song from a soundtrack?
No, that's one of the... That's a video short that Michael What's-His-Face did the composition for.
Ah.
Doug's Special Mission.
Okay. I also really like, many other soundtracks. Anyway, moving on. Who wants to go first with their numbers, Daniel?
Oh, it might as well be me.
That's great.
How to Hook Up Your Home Theater, short, music. That's his credit. That's a funny. I bet that's a. Is that a? I wonder if that's like just an instructional video.
And they just use the song of his.
Goofy presents How to Hook Up Your Home Theater. It's a Walt Disney Goofy short from 2007.
Daniel, nobody even knows who we're talking about since I've edited out that section.
What? Oh, I thought we could keep on going. Maybe we talked enough over the top of all that Mothra music that it doesn't matter. That your, I don't know what, copyright lawyer brother-in-law won't come get you at the next Christmas party. Or Daniel, whatever.
I'm going to have to edit it out just for time.
What?
Just
what are you talking about?
Just to make this episode a reasonable length of time.
I don't understand what you mean. I listened to that one where you said you didn't edit it at all. You just listened to the start and the end and hoped there were no slurs in it or anything. And it's A-okay, Brian. There's nothing wrong with it.
Perfect. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate that.
Just so you know.
I'm going to have to edit this out too.
You don't want to do all this. You're not going to do all this editing, Brian.
We'll
all see. Right. So, this milk, Brian.
Yeah.
I get the milk. I open
this
the bottle.
Milk has taken us. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that song, This Milk?
Yeah, I do.
Great.
I smell it. It has a strong smell. I drink it.
It has a strong drink.
Well. At first, it just tastes like this kind of like empty flavored milk experience. Like that, I'm drinking a flavored milk. I can tell it's the consistency and sort of, I don't know, has the thematic presence of a flavored milk in my mouth.
That's the white chocolate flavor.
I guess so. Yeah, there's no big hit.
That's what white chocolate is.
A few seconds later, I get the big hit. The full flavor, the full strength, the full on.
Oh boy, the
what
full
it all
on.
Says on the bottle. On the flavor, Brian. What's the flavor?
Caramel shit.
It's Mundbadan. It tastes like. I figured out what it tastes like. It tastes like. You get these chocolates that are full of like Jack Daniel's flavored syrup inside.
Yikes.
Or. Yeah, they taste like. It tastes like the syrup inside a chocolate, which is flavored like a spirit, but is non-alcoholic. But it just has this like burnt, kind of acrid flavor to it. Like it's trying to go like, this is a whiskey flavor. This is a whiskey flavored thing, which is non-alcoholic. And that's the flavor that it is. And it's repellent. It's deeply unpleasant. I've drunk the whole thing. I kept on drinking it, even though I didn't want to, because I kept on trying to re-experience that weird experience of the taste, because it kept on going out of my mind. It's so strange. It's like a strong, chemically flavor in this oak gold. I guess
think the chemical part would be the caramel.
Yeah.
The knowing you're drinking something flavored that has no flavor, that's the white chocolate, and then the strong hit of chemical would be the caramel.
I think... So to clear things up a little bit, I mentioned a strong smell. I was like, oh, I know that smell. And the taste is similar to the smell, but not exactly the same. And what it is creme caramel, the French flan dessert. It tastes like a creme caramel. Even just like, I'm not even talking about the caramel sauce on a creme caramel, but like the custard of a creme caramel. That's the flavor, but it's like amped up too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that mixed with that weird fake bourbon, fake spirits flavor.
It sounds like the Twix milk, but like worse.
I don't know if it's worse because you hated that milk. And like, I drank it fine. I drank the whole thing.
You actually drank the whole thing?
I drank the whole thing. I can still taste it. The taste is not good, but I sure did drink it.
Despite Mundbadown the whole way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you're just more of a masochist than I am, Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably true. We don't have a Shut Up Brian segment, do we?
We sure don't.
All right, so my numbers then.
Yeah.
The milkiness is 56. It's nothing to write home about. The tastiness is 37. It's bad. But it's not dirt bad. It's not like I'm on the ground licking dirt. I drunk the whole thing.
That's a
The
high
creativity
bar.
Is 79. It's pretty creative. Yeah. White chocolate and caramel. The yeah. reason that this isn't done often is because the result is so bad, I think.
That makes sense. I get it now.
The value. This was $2.99.
Ooh. Yikes. That's a lot for a bad milk, isn't it?
It is. It's a 500ml plastic bottle. It's 100ml less than your average flavoured milk carton here in Australia. That's about what you would pay in a petrol station for a 600ml, if you were lucky. But in the IGA where I got it, I could get a 600ml bottle for a dollar cheaper. So the value goes down to $39. It's not exorbitant. It's not camel's milk exorbitant. But it's not a good score. Maybe that should be lower. $3 for this? Yeah, that should be lower. I'm changing it. It's 34. It plummets, Brian.
Aha, it plummets.
Aha. The Gestalt, 26. You can't make a milk Munbadan flavour and then expect to make it have me think it's drinkable.
Fair enough.
The Zeitgeist. This is oak. I don't like oak. This is a plastic shitty version of the oak bottles, of the oak carton. I like this less than their cartons. And I haven't even read the shit on the side. Should we read the Hungry Thirsty blurb together?
Sure, Daniel. Let's read it together.
So currently the Zeitgeist is 33. It can go lower if we feel like it.
Hang on, Daniel. I'm not ready to read it together yet.
What?
We're going to read it together, Daniel. You're not...
Oh, sure. I thought you said you weren't ready.
Here it goes. I'm not ready to read it together. Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm ready.
Okay, cool. What, have you just found it online or something?
Daniel.
All right.
I'm ready.
Hungry Thirsty has trained hard
to qualify
for the flavor team.
Too bad the crowd favorite Oak Gold
has already got Aussies cheering with its buttery blend of creamy caramel white chocolate.
Gold.
You found it online.
Whew.
Well, that was pretty inoffensive, so I'm just going to leave it at 33.
That's one of the least bad Hungry Thirsties we've ever seen.
Yeah, the worst part of it is the first word of it.
Hungry Thirsty?
Yes.
Although the flavor,
all right,
so the
I haven't added up my totals yet.
Hang on, Daniel. I just need to take a couple of pills right now.
Me too.
Did you store it in an upright position before drinking it, Daniel?
Yeah, you bet I did.
That's what the instructions say to do. Good job.
Thank you. I went to the aquarium today, Brian. Did you know that?
No. I didn't.
With my son. Up in Sorrento.
In Italy, eh?
It was not bad. Yeah. But I got there at 2:30 and they were like, oh, welcome to the aquarium. And we'd travelled on two trains and a bus to get there. It had taken more than an hour. And they were like, you know, we shut at 3:00. You've got a half an hour. And I'm like, what the fuck? Come on, little son. We got to go touch all the fish.
Then you sprinted through the aquarium.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, and the lift's broken, so I had to carry the kid and the pram down this crazy 3 bendy flights of stairs they've got down to the underwater conveyor belt that used... Does your aquarium have this over in America, Brian? It's got a conveyor belt through a glass tunnel, and there's sharks above you.
I'm sure that's
really cool.
I'm sure there are some aquariums that have that.
Stand on the conveyor belt and you go around.
I feel like
look this.
I feel like I've been in one of those.
There's a sea turtle. It's pretty cool.
Daniel, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give me a Zeitgeist number?
33.
All right.
So, 56, 37, 79, 34, 26, 33.
All right. Well, not a strong showing from Oak again.
What was the total? I haven't added it up.
Oh, we'll add up the totals at the end, Daniel.
Oh, okay, sure.
Even though it's quite obvious which milk is going to win.
Oh, well, was yours that bad, is it?
No, Daniel. Mine is quite good. So this is a small 236 mil half pint Tetra Pak. Only cost me 89 cents.
Ooh.
And it's just a I'm not sure what Swiss style is supposed to have meant, but this is basically just a classic chocolate milk. Pretty tasty, pretty milky, good creaminess to it, good chocolatiness to it. The Tetra Pak is just like very classic looking. It's brown, just no real bullshit. It just says Swiss style vitamin A and D chocolate milk, Alpenrose logo. And then the other side is just all the nutrition facts. There's no hungry, thirsty bullshit. There's a little thing that says it's family. Over the years, our family dairy has been proud to serve Northwest families with the highest quality products, and we pledge to continue our family tradition of excellence throughout the years ahead. That's just one side. It's from the Alpenrose Dairy in Portland, Oregon. So yeah, pretty nice, pretty classic. Nothing really stand out about the Zeitgeist, other than that it's kind of unique and different to a lot of the other bottles that are out there on the market these days. So that's nice. Yeah, and the flavor is good. Chocolate milk, classic chocolate milk. It's not the most interesting chocolate milk that I've had on the show, but it's a good chocolate milk. And yeah, I drank the whole thing. It's a small little carton, easy to drink, all in one go. No problems there. So yeah, my scores are a milkiness of 86, a tastiness of 74, a creativity of 11.
Yeah.
Although calling itself
Swiss chocolate is a pretty hard, like, marketing move.
Yeah, but I've
just looked it up.
Is it creative though, Daniel?
I think so. It's better than just calling it chocolate. Swiss style vitamin A and D chocolate milk. They've done it the best they can with the word chocolate.
Yeah, they've done pretty good. But all right,
does Alpenrose have the Wolfenstein font?
I'll give it a 12 instead of an 11, Daniel.
Thank you.
You're happy now?
Yeah, overjoyed. It does. They're using the Wolfenstein font. Alpenrose is using the Wolfenstein font.
Well, there you go.
There you do go. Maybe Castle Wolfenstein is in Switzerland.
I wonder. Why don't you do some research, Daniel?
Okay.
The value is an 84.
Well, listeners, we got a second Shut Up, Daniel segment in this episode.
It's a really good value, 89 cents for this container. You know, this is what, that's what you would expect to pay for a Tetra Pak like this. And this is actually a little bit larger, I think, than some other Tetra Paks. I don't remember how much was in some of the other ones. But yeah, it's good value. 84. The Gestalt, 79. It is, I am blaming it for excess mucus production at the moment, so it loses a little bit for that. And it is thick enough that I didn't necessarily want to drink like twice as much. Although I would have, if I had twice as much, I would have drank twice as much.
Yeah.
But I do see there is an eventual point where you would encounter stomach aches and other issues if you continued to drink this milk for too long. And the Zeitgeist is a 68.
Cool.
So those are my scores. Which gives us some totals. Are you ready for the totals, Daniel?
Yeah, before we do the totals, I've just found my way onto a website called afoolserrand.com, which is exclusively a chocolate milk ranking website.
Wow.
This guy has done 1,491 chocolate milks so far from 51 different countries. AFOOLZERRAND.com, which is a funny spelling. It's quite a nice website, but he has a ranking system just like our ranking system. He? Why am I saying he? Could be a girl drinking girls drink chocolate milk too, Brian. What a sexist cow I am.
Yeah, no, there are pictures of him, and...
Oh. Sure. Well, good, thank God. I'm unsexist now. But his taste ratings are color, light to dark, hue, gray to brown, viscosity, thin to thick, texture, smooth to grainy, chalk, low to high, cocoa, low to high, cream, low to high, sweet, low to high, and salt, low to high. Overall, poor to great. So it's basically the same shit as us.
Yeah.
Like, it's got the creaminess in there, which is what I reckon we call milkiness. He maybe viscosity.
The Dairy Gold Old Fashioned Milk got a 7.5.
That's the same as the Alphenrose. Maybe he just does 7.5s as a joke. Anyway, we shouldn't be giving this guy the oxygen of publicity, Brian.
Oh, you found that he did the Alpenrose?
Yeah, that's what got me onto the... I Google search Alpenrose.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good. I like the little Tetra Pak.
Let's see. So these two milks got the same score by him. From me, the Dairy Gold Old Fashioned Chocolate Milk got a 405.
Yeah.
And the Alpenrose Swiss Style Chocolate Milk scored a 403.
There we are. The system basically works.
Wow.
Cool.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Science works, Daniel. That's what we've proven here today.
We prove it again and again every week, Brian.
Shout out to PJ at afoolserrand.com.
And you can follow him on Twitter.
Maybe we should get him on as a guest.
Ah, look at him. Afoolserrand.com. I've got more followers. Hooray!
He's got a YouTube video called Top 10 Chocolate Milks in Washington that features the story.
Oh, you're in Washington.
Wow. Where's the greatest...
No, I'm scared of this guy.
I want to see the milk reviews sorted by the highest score. What's the best milk in the world? You scared of him?
Yeah. We're like the new guys, Brian. We've just staked out a little bit of territory on his turf.
Well, he only does chocolate.
It's true.
But, yeah. We do a lot of chocolate as well, because that's a very popular flavored milk to make.
I try and avoid chocolate.
Sometimes you just have no choice.
Sometimes you have no choice. I'm flooded with garbage choices.
Oh, that's true. You have tons of shit choices you can drink out of. Drink of.
Yeah.
Drink.
It's true.
All right, Daniel, well, so we've revealed my score, 403, for the Alpenrose-style chocolate, Alpenrose Swiss-style vitamin A and D chocolate milk, I should say. The Oak Gold...
Milk of the Day.
Where's Reidsville?
I don't
Is
think...
Reidsville near you? Pennsylvania. They do a cookies and cream flavored milk.
Yum.
Yeah, yum.
Gonna go out on a limb and say that this gold flavor is not gonna be catching on anytime soon.
No.
The Oak.
No.
The Oak Gold has scored a 265.
Great.
A brutal, brutal score.
Yeah, it's no good.
For a bad milk. There you go. That's it.
Mm. There we go.
That's the milk of the day. Alpenrose Swiss style chocolate milk. Which shouldn't be surprising because it came in this cool little Tetra Pak.
Yeah.
I knew it would be a solid milk.
Kolb's Farm. I'm seeing lots of really good graphic design on these like little American dairies. And then lots of real shit.
Yeah. I don't know if I should look up milks that I have on this guy's website. Milks that
I
haven't drunk yet.
Yeah, you'll be judging yourself, won't you? Yoda's chocolate milk. Yoda's Country Market is a little picture of a farm. Lots of little pictures of farms, and I really like them. Oh, I'm going to follow this guy. I followed him. I can't wait to get to the really racist material.
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah?
One of the milks I have has scored an 8 from him.
Oh, okay. I thought for a second I thought you were on a scale of 100.
No, on his scale. You should, yeah, I'm going to send you this one because I like the label, but we'll talk about it when I drink it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Oh my god, he's nonstop. Just post after post after post is photos of chocolate milks and then a link to the review. And it's just again and again, one a day, every day. Oh my god.
It's impressive.
Sea salted chocolate milk.
He's committed.
Wow. Sweet Rowan Farmstead sea salt chocolate milk with a cream top. The graphic design, the image of this, I thought was so obscene. It was shocking until I realized it was just a cow that has been drawn to look like a little bit like a vulva out of the corner of your eye.
Huh. Seems like an odd way to draw a cow, doesn't it?
It does. Sweet Rowan Farmstead.
Oh, Yoders, not Yoda. You need to learn how to pronounce your R's, Daniel.
Yoda, you know.
Anyway, I think it's time for us to wrap up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. What are we doing? I'm just scrolling this guy's Twitter.
I see that. So we've got our milk of the day. It is Alpenrose Swiss-style chocolate milk from Portland, Oregon. Congratulations to Alpenrose. You have crushed Oak, the shitty behemoth out of Australia.
Thank you for your service, Alpenrose.
Giving it the milk spanking it deserved.
Yeah, I've just sent you the Sweet Rowan Farmstead picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's an interesting choice.
When you just Google it, it doesn't look quite so like a Courbet painting, a famous Courbet painting, Origin of the Universe, which is just a big, beautiful oil painting of a woman's vagina. But in this one particular photo, it's really quite uncanny.
Well, and
very
also,
yonic cow.
And even when you see that it is a cow, it's still a cow that's like...
Yeah, it's still a slightly saucy cow.
It's rear end facing the camera. Or facing the artist, facing you, and then the cow is is turned around to look back at you.
Yeah.
It's it's quite strange. Strange choice.
There's a lot of gold in this Twitter feed. Everybody follow this guy. A fool's errand.
And tell him about our podcast and how good it is.
Yeah. Totally.
Totally. All right. Well,
all right.
That's it. That's all we've got for today, listeners.
All we've got for today, listeners. And Daniel.
And we'll
say
goodbye now.
Well, goodbye now. Goodbye.
Moo moo.
Moo.
Milk.